Don Gagne, that was a careful response. There was no gloating.
No gloating whatsoever. A very sober, carefully worded statement. The president did say that the American people need to be patient, that there is more violence to come, that this does not stop the insurgency. Still, he did stress that that he sees this as a very important day, symbolically, but also in terms of what it means in terms of the actual mission on the ground in Iraq.
Well, he said that the death gives Iraq a new chance, and it of course, he mentioned the two new ministers that have been appointed today. Chance to say both that Zarqawi was dead, and we've got some new muscle in the government.
And that's a very important part of this. They are very, very happy to have this news about Zarqawi to pass along. But absent that news today, you can bet the White House would be making a very, very big deal about the naming of these three new ministers by Prime Minister Maliki, who the president said he's already spoken to this morning and congratulated him on the news of Zarqawi, but also this news in continuing to get the government, get the cabinet in place. They have an interior minister, a defense minister, and a minister for state for national security. And those are positions that even with all of the talk in the last couple of weeks or so about the progress made toward getting a deal on an Iraqi cabinet, on a permanent government, these are all very key positions. And there had been some questions about why they hadn't been filled. Now, with these positions filled, we also heard the president making it a point to look ahead about the way forward. He leaves for Camp David today for a long weekend, but he said on Monday he will be meeting with his top advisors there to discuss the situation in Iraq. It's really a strategy session. Then he spoke about a conference call that will take place Tuesday, featuring, it'll be a video conference thing, no doubt, but featuring the American leadership, but also the members of this new Iraqi government, again, discussing the way forward jointly.
Well, you know, he thanked the troops, but there was no special mention made of how this might impact the U.S. stay in Iraq or even tactics.
Exactly. And we did not get any specific details about the mission in terms of how this strike went down. We heard from the president that they got positive confirmation that Zarqawi was in this safe house and they moved in. And it was, you know, just after 9 o'clock Eastern time last night that the president got confirmation because of fingerprints and other details when they really examined the body that it was indeed Zarqawi. But what it means for the mission specifically, he stayed away from that completely, except to say that, you know, insurgents will carry on without Zarqawi, but that this is a severe blow to al-Qaeda, the al-Qaeda portion of the insurgency in Iraq, and that there are difficult days ahead for the U.S. military, and that the American people, again, need to be patient.
Don, thanks very much.
My pleasure.